On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of Toastmasters District 10.
So leaders need to be constantly on the lookout for, I would say, rising stars. Who is shining above and beyond, and who can we mentor? How can we place them so that their strengths are honored, their membership is valued, and yet their skills are also stretched?
Welcome to our special edition of On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, as we continue our interview with DTM Cheryl Rausch, Toastmasters accredited speaker and all-around sparkly person. Cheryl is coming to District 10 for our Spring 2016 conference. This year's theme is Next Generation Leadership, so we put DTM and leadership on the table. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10 Toastmasters International. We're here today to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy. This podcast is based on the idea of we're helping people get their DTM. So tell me, do you have your DTM?
Yes, I do. And I took a lot of pride in earning it. Let me tell you a little story about that, because the rules were different then than they are now. I joined in 1987. So March 15th is my 29th consecutive year of membership inside this global organization, which it means that I was born in Toastmasters.
Of course. Yes.
So mine's not a typical story then. So having been a member at that time, you had to have been a member for 4 years before you could even submit to earn it. So my application was submitted immediately upon completing serving as area governor on that fourth year, which was considered fast track, because back then people did not make it in 4 years. It was closer to 8, 9, 10 years of membership before they could do everything that they needed to do to earn Distinguished Toastmaster.
Mm-hmm. Which advanced manuals did you complete? Which ones were out there for you to do?
I did all of them. I want to say that there were 12 in the set, and I completed my CTM, which is now a CC, so Competent Toastmaster, which is now Competent Communicator. I earned 10 of those. Then the Advanced Toastmasters, which are now ACB, ACS, ACG, OMG, I earned 15. I earned 15 of those. So I did every single advanced manual numerous times and all of the success leadership modules that were available, and then Distinguished Toastmaster 1.
What was your favorite advanced manual?
Oh gosh, I'd have to say Professional Speaker and Specialty Occasions. Those two.
Why?
I knew that that's where I was going to be going as a professional speaker, and I took it quite seriously. And that if you're going to be a speaker, you need to be a speaker. If you're going to be a leader, you need to lead. And that's why in leadership, I was area governor, earned area governor of the year, division governor, which was division governor of the year, and on up the line to district governor in Southern California. Out here, we are District 5, so all of Southern California into Baja California, Mexico. So I was responsible for 2,800 members in 2 countries, 5 counties at that particular time, and was only the first female district governor in 10 years, and only 2 district governors before me was Helen Blanchard, the first female international president of Toastmasters International. So that's the journey that I've been on. And I love this entire program. And if you're listening to this podcast, something that I would encourage you to do is when you work this program works. You name it. We've got it for everyone.
I cannot argue with that statement. That is absolutely true. I think the biggest problem is to make people understand why they should work for the DTM. They see it as just like a Girl Scout award. You know, so what? What does it have to do with real life? But you've obviously made Toastmasters not only a part of your life, but I think that it's influenced your career in extraordinary ways.
It has, Kim. It has influenced every area of my life, personally, professionally. And I didn't join Toastmasters to become a better leader. Well, actually, because leadership in my mind was not how it has taken shape in my life. I was a business owner. So when I reflect on it now, yes, I was a leader in my business with employees. So, but at the time, I didn't see it as that. I'm thinking, I'm not a leader. I'm not going to do that. And then coming up even through the ranks of my club, being sergeant at arms, you're the leader inside of the club, taking care of the facilities, of all of the logistics and the paraphernalia. From sergeant at arms and leading in that position, I learned proper ways to set up a meeting room, which has served me speaking around the globe, 3,500 presentations in 13 countries. So when we think, Kim, is this stuff that we learn and these things we have to do called functionaries inside of our club, does it really translate into anything else in the real world? Yes. From sergeant at arms, I was club bulletin editor, which then leading the way and being a graphic designer for 38 years now, that my newsletters receive top 10 bulletin awards from Toastmasters International, four of them. So being a leader with club bulletin, when the district leadership recognized my skills in creating the club bulletin, they asked me to serve as district bulletin editor, which of course I said yes. And Toastmasters also awarded that publication top 10 in the entire world. So leaders need to be constantly on the lookout for, I would say, rising stars. Who is shining above and beyond, and who can we mentor? How can we place them so that their strengths are honored, their membership is valued, and yet their skills are also stretched? So by me stepping out of the club into district committee chairs, I was bulletin editor, success leadership chair, and speechcraft chair before being, I was VP of education and president, which as president led my club to number 12th in the entire world of the largest category of membership clubs, which we had never done before. And I learned that as a leader inside the club, give the members what it is they want and need, and you will succeed, that all of the points will follow. Help people do what it is that they want to be doing. Then served as area governor, division governor, lieutenant governor of education and training, and district governor. And then went on to, at the same time, earned accredited speaker, which there is, again, leadership, because accredited speakers, as honored by World Headquarters, we are the professional voice of Toastmasters International. You can't help but be a leader. When you are working this program, everything is transferable into your life. And that, in a long journey, answers your question.
Yes. Well, leadership is what Toastmasters says, where leaders are made. You can't communicate and not be a leader. So whether it's in the written word, like your bulletin or my blog posts or a Toastmasters newsletter, when we communicate, we are looked at as leaders.
Yes. And our voice needs to be heard in whatever forms of expression. Therefore, yes, Toastmasters is where leaders are made.
Tickets are still available for our spring 2016 conference. It will be held at Malone University in Canton, Ohio. If you want more information, go to our sponsor, district10.org. Meeting is temporarily adjourned.